of a kind of a cure you wanted if you wanted a little stronger while you leave it in longer, and if you didn't want it to be quite so strong while you take it out in a few days.
I see. Hmm. What about, now did you have milk cows when you were growing up? What would you do to the milk after you got it from the cow?
Well, we usually do it out of the cow, and we used to take it out of the cow and put it in pans. Let the cream raise on it. And after the cream raised on it, maybe for 12 or 24 hours, you'd go and the cream would all come to the top of the milk. And you'd take it off and keep it. And when you had enough of it, well, you'd make butter out of it.
Oh.
Or if you wanted to, that's the way they made the butter. They'd make all of the butter that way, and they could churn it and get your butter. That's about the only butter we used to have, and until they got the cream raisin. They had the cream raisin in those days too, but most of the people did it themselves because they had the milk and they'd use it that way. And then they'd also make cheese out of it. You could make cheese out of some of the people who would make cheese. A lot of people here that were of the Swiss descent, they used to make their own cheese and have their own cheese. But like, well, it was just cheese. They're making little bricks, maybe 4 or 5 pounds. And they'd have to make the cheese, the size of the cheese, according to the amount of milk you had. If you had a lot of milk, well, you could make a bigger one. If you had a smaller amount of milk, you'd make a smaller cheese. And some of them are maybe only 3 or 4 pounds. And other ones maybe be over 10 pounds. And some maybe up to 50 or 100 pounds.
Wow.
But they had means of making the butter and the cheese. In fact, that's what most of the pioneers used to always have to do, is make their own, cure their own things and take care of their own food, and that they had to process it so that they could have it for winter. Now you don't need it so much because you can go to the store and buy all your vegetables and things, but those days they didn't. They had to grow their own, and practically everybody grew their own vegetables and own gardens and had their own milk and their own cows. I remember when you couldn't even go to the store and buy a bottle of milk. The store didn't carry any milk.
Gosh.
Everybody in the town had a cow of their own. If they didn't have a cow, or their neighbor did, and they'd get the milk from the cow or from the milk from their neighbor and use it that. And now it's all on the store. I don't think there's, here in Midway, I don't think other than the dairies, they have a few dairies here in town, and other than the dairies, I don't know of one family that has just a family cow anymore.
Huh.
But that's the only way you used to get your milk, was through the family cow.
Well, do you know did you ever refer to some of the milk as thin milk?
Yes, thin milk, that was the milk, that was called, after you took all the cream off from it, then they called it skim milk or thin milk. The skim milk, we called it. That's all that you get now is the people drink that now. We used to just feed it to pigs.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's
no good
funny?
to throw it away if you didn't have a pig to feed it to, or if you a calf to feed it to, or something like that. In fact, they wouldn't even feed it to their own calves because they said it was no good. And now that's all you get. They take all the cream out of it, and that's all we drink now. But we used to just refer that as worthless and just throw it down the drain.
Isn't that funny? Boy, that's what we drink in our house.
We do too. I do the same thing. I didn't think you'd ever do that, but it's what we do.
Hmm, that's funny. Well,
I say the milk that now you get is nobody drinks anything other than about a 2% milk. And now, in those days, that milk that used to have a Jersey cow, and that milk was up to maybe 5 and 6%. Now we're drinking the skim milk.
Boy, I bet it was almost like drinking cream.
Yes, it was.
Drank it.
Yeah.
Wow.